I remember that his eyes were unusually bright and his face flushed, and I noted even then the swift alacrity of his step. "It's done!" he cried and gripped my hand, speaking very fast. "It's more than done. Come up to my house and see."
"Really?"
"Really!" he shouted. "Incredibly! Come up and see!"
"And it does twice?"
"It does more, much more. It scares me. Come up and see the stuff. Taste it. Try it. It's the most amazing stuff on earth."
He gripped my arm, and walking at such a pace that he forced me into a trot, went shouting with me up the hill. A whole charabang full of people turned and stared at us in unison, after the manner of people in charabangs. It was one of those hot, clear days that Folkestone sees so much of, every colour incredibly bright and every outline hard. There was a breeze, of course, but not so much breeze as sufficed under these conditions to keep me cool and dry. I panted for mercy.